That reminds me. I do want to say this. I want to be on the record. Drake's going to be, he's on that R. Kelly tip.
You think so?
Drizzy Drake likes him young.
What?
He does. It's somewhat known already, but this is one of those things where I want to, you know, you got to say something. Like, remember Louis, that whole thing?
Yeah.
And like, we knew about that.
Yeah.
And we were just like, I don't know. Drizzy Drake's into the young ones. He's going to get got in the next 5 years.
Oh.
Unfortunately. Love me some Drizzy Drake, dude.
Dude.
A drunk texted Birdman when I was fucked up.
He gave you the gossip?
Then he hit me the, what's up, homeboy, the next day. I haven't had the heart to reply.
So you're getting good info that he's fucking.
Birdman did not supply me with that info. Mm-mm. It's just a separate story. Separate breaking
news. Oh, never
news.
Accused the Birdman.
Separate
of
on the ticker. Also on the ticker. drunk texted Birdman. He replied. I didn't reply because I'm ashamed.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Trump texted the Birdman?
No. I did.
I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Drunk texted. Oh, I got hammered and I was like, dude, let's see if Birdman will FaceTime us.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Can't believe I fucking chipped a tooth, though.
You're calling for people to fuck. You're calling for people to take him down, dude.
Drizzy Drake?
Yeah.
Nah, I love Drake.
Really?
I hate to see him.
You would defend.
I like Drake.
A petter ass.
But
how young?
I don't think he's a pedophile. He just likes young girls.
Okay, how young? Again.
Post-pedophile, like 17.
Ah, dude, that's called a pedophile, bro.
No, it's not. It's not a pedophile. Pedophile's like pre-pubescent. Pedophile's...
Okay.
Yeah.
You got the guy with that itch. You don't think he's going to Thailand and being like,
Kells.
Whoa, I didn't know.
I think he's on that Kells tip.
Kells went like 13, 12.
All right, well, that's a little young.
Kells dated Aaliyah, bro.
Kells is a little young.
You're telling me Drake is fucking JoJo Siwa?
I think Drake is
JoJo Siwa is like an 8-year-old pop sensation.
I think Drizzy Drake likes him young.
Youngsters.
Right around that.
So you're allowed to fucking 7? What's the point of 18? Why does everyone...
They just picked that number.
You think he like does his tour and like... How
I think
they
had like screenshots of him
coming
like,
back to Texas again.
Yeah. A very specific date.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, just well, even
like Texas.
That girl's
I think Texas 16 is
Texas
like,
is young, dude.
Yeah, Texas is like whatever.
I'm young down there. Speaking of, I'll be in Texas at the end of this month. Any 17-year-olds want to come out to my shows?
So, dude, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I have a good theory on Drizzy Drake. He's getting brought down, bro.
You think so?
No doubt. That's going to be a big one. It's going to be a sad day, dude.
You think so?
I'm sad on that one.
I mean, if he goes a full R. Kelly route.
I think he's
you
going
think
Kells.
R. Kelly disappeared and talked to Drizzy?
Yeah,
He vanished. R. Kelly evaded the authorities.
Kells is going to be like, you know, at the end of Star Wars when Luke sees those ghosts? Drake's going to be at a concert and there's going to be like a hologram Cosby, a hologram fucking Kells.
Jackson.
Louis will be jerking off as a ghost.
Jackson, too.
Jackson will be in there just like, oh. Yeah, Drizzy's going to. I don't know. Do you have any other pedophiles, you think?
No, dude, I don't.
Do you have anybody you'd like to allege?
No, man. I can't think of anyone that thinks a pedophile besides Drake. Now I'm pretty fucking sure about that. But
he has a song with, I don't know, he has like songs that people think are about. There's this chick named Georgia. I forget how fucking young she is.
Well, he married a porn star. Or not even married. He
impregnated like a stripper or a porn star, yeah.
There was a French porn star. That was the one they made fun of him for. The Pusher T made fun of him for. So
this chick's 22. She was born in 97. And Drake was like in like 16. So like 4 years ago he was talking to her.
Wait, what?
She's 22 now.
He was talking to her
four
years
ago? She just
turned
22. He was talking to her. Yeah, they had like a song together.
Yeah.
In 2016.
Dude, I think also, too, he came up in, like, child star stuff. So I think it's, like, you come up under a different world with that shit.
Yeah, he had...
It's like, dude, if you're a child star, you definitely have, like, 30-year-old ladies blowing you and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a celebrity and a kid, that's celebrity mojo. Like, a girl's not going to not suck your dick because you're, like, 14. She's going to do it. So...
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting hit.
He's had some weird experiences. Child star, yeah, you got to remember that.
Corey Feldman, all those dudes.
He is coming off child star. Now all of a sudden he's like a hardcore rapper.
Which is, yeah.
Post-child
star.
Weird times. Drake's got to be going through a lot of weird. Yeah, you really don't think about how fucked up and weird that guy must be.
I mean, dude, it's got to be.
Meanwhile, Kanye West is still the best.
Killing it.
Kanye came up traditional as far as rappers are concerned.
Yeah. You know,
Chicago, gangland, all that.
Yep.
Now he's retarded. He got hit with the bug. He got bit bad.
Yeah, but the child star shit's out of this world. So
yeah, if you're a child star, you're guaranteed.
You might have got head too young, dude.
That can happen. If you get, well, I mean, that's, I mean, yeah, that's actually, that's like getting sexually assaulted as a youth, and yeah, that leads to
child
some
star
bad
getting
behavior.
Head too young.
Yeah.
Leads to you doing collabs
with
JoJo Siwa.
Hot 17-year-olds.
Yeesh.
Yeah, that's... and then he had like a diss track about her. Like on the next CD.
Really?
He was like, you could have been something. I could have made you. I could have molded you into something great. He never names who it is, but everyone's like, that's who it's about, for sure.
What?
Yeah, some hot-ass British chick named Georgia. With a J.
He could have made Georgia great?
Could have made Georgia great again, but she decided to pick someone else.
Who'd she go
instead
with?
Instead of Drizzy Drake. I don't know. Somebody that does the same thing as him. She and he just laughs. He just laughs at him. He's like, you guys aren't even close.
You guys aren't even close to me, dude.
Close to what I'm doing.
I fuck so many 17-year-olds.
I fuck so many. I'm telling you, Drake's on that R. Kells.
Ah, man. When he goes down, that'll be tough.
Dude, I'll be sad.
Guess what his fucking produced? Guess what show he produced?
Yeah, Euphoria.
Euphoria, dude.
Yeah, he produced Euphoria.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Dude, you are rifling through the air. You are rifling through the air, dude.
Tip of the Drizzy spear right
now.
Yeah,
man.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you didn't want to be
when I looked
this.
Up who that, because I was listening to this song and I was like, who the fuck is this about? I looked it up and I was like, he must have wrote this song in 2016. She's just turned 22.
Sorry. Year. I'm so happy. I'm like, what is going on with you? And you're like, well, Drake's a pedophile. That's what I'm dealing with.
I'll tell
right
you
now.
What's going on.
Matt's been dressed like this for days.
Yeah, dude. I like alternate with this and a green tank top.
Summer gear.
It's tight.
He looks like a guy who got clean and just found God.
Oh, you'll be happy to know this.
What?
Been watching Euphoria.
Dude.
What do you think?
What do I think?
What do you think?
Cultural brainwashing.
Because I'll tell you what, cultural brainwashing is exactly right, dude. That's crazy.
Isn't that insane? PSYOP, dude.
Isn't that not insane?
It's crazy.
Dude, it's literally, did you see, what episode are you on?
Two or three?
Dude, episode three, the girl becomes a, I think two actually, she becomes
a
webcam
the dark
girl.
Side of this.
Oh,
is
yeah, at the very end.
Yeah. The third episode
thick,
is just her as a, yeah.
Thick lady becomes a webcam
I mean,
chick.
You're kind of promoting the show, guys. Everyone's going to check it
we're
out
we're waking
now.
People up. That's fine.
Yeah, we're waking them up.
People got to know what's going
and
on.
And also, stay tuned because the new Pope is going to come back, dude. That's going to be the righteous. HBO doesn't even know it.
You think the new Pope?
The new Pope is going to come
in. So they're the white hats.
Yeah.
They are the white hats.
Trump's secret executive
producer.
He's going to
be like, dude.
Well, you know who's the executive producer on Euphoria?
What?
Drake and Future.
Drake, yeah, dude.
And
fuck
Future.
Drake, dude.
Future. What the hell does Future have to say about all this?
I mean,
like, well, how does, like,
do
how
like, do you like Future? Or are you a
negative.
Future guy?
I'm saying, like, Future doesn't seem like a guy who can have thoughts.
Apparently, dude, his thoughts are about young girls, dude.
What's Future rap about?
I don't know.
Taking pills, pretty much. Taking pills.
Taking pills, being a slut.
Being a slut, having a lot of money in your pocket.
Pose.
I'm just saying, if I was pitching this in a room to you guys, oh, let's make a show. It's about little kids.
Say,
you're fucking all the
fuck,
time
we
with
might,
pills. Come on, man.
We'd beat you up.
Yeah, exactly, because you're fucking Americans. Dude,
dude, it's...
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's pretty wild, man. I was watching the first...
They're trying to destroy the family.
Mm-hmm. The first episode I saw, it was just literally... In my head, I was like, wow, this is like if like a dystopian future where people all just like took rap like literally and just live
it
like
really
that.
It really is, man.
And then I saw the two producers and I went, whoa, what the fuck? This is kind of crazy. I didn't know it was produced by Drake and
I wonder
and
if they think the world's like this in their like weird fantasy.
Probably. Drake's also been in Hollywood since he was
and
like
Drake was
kid,
also
yeah.
chatting with the fucking Stranger Things girl, dude.
Yeah,
11? And she was 13.
Yeah, he gives her
dating
advice.
Drake loves the young ones.
Oh, God, guys, this
dude,
is such a dumb cast.
He's been busted a couple times online.
This is a dumb cast.
Stop, dude.
Dude, they've been, like, they've done research on Drake, like, Instagram comments on, like, chicks that were, like, it's like, they, it's, like
oh, yeah.
He's been friends with them. They'll check when they became friends, and it's, like, 2 years.
Like,
and she's like, I just turned 18.
Party.
And it's like, whoa.
Pop squad get Drake, dude.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking
dude.
About.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be the pop squad. It'd be the other guy.
Oh, yeah, Canadian guy.
Handsome?
Justin Payne.
Justin
Payne's the Canadian pop
dude, people
squad.
Have continued the Hanson legacy. There's a
yeah,
bunch of YouTubers, dude. It's
that.
Fucking nuts.
Shout out Pop Squad.
Yeah.
Dude, that Euphoria, that was like pure, that is like.
It's porn.
Yeah, it's child porn.
I think that's not far off from what like the culture now is like mumble rap. Like young kids are like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm a fucking savage. I'm a slut. It's like, don't be that.
Catch a dick, girl.
Yeah, oh, dude. This one went into overtime. It was a thrilling game. I think it was like 40 They hit a buzzer beater.
Really?
Yeah, the other team hit a buzzer beater and ran out on the court.
Was it just them all below the hoop just throwing it up?
So
or
funny,
what?
Dude. No, it was like, no, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
It was like,
People getting 70 rebounds. Like, yeah, I got, 70 rebounds, 9 points.
Yeah, it was like the Sixers game.
It is funny, like, watching women's bet. Like, anytime they shoot from, like, beyond the arc, the way they have to, like, load up.
Yeah.
You got to touch the ground. You got to touch the ball to the ground and come up.
Yeah, a lot of jumping during free throws. Jump shots from the foul line. It's just pretty funny to see.
Is that illegal?
No.
You just can't cross the line.
Yeah, right? You can shoot that way.
How many dunks?
No dunks.
What?
There were no dunks.
Dude, stop.
It was tough for me not to revert back to my old ways, though, and hit the concession stand. Be like, Mom, can I get 50 cents?
It was hard. Dude. That was my next question.
Gonna get some fun dip.
What was that hitting for? What was the concession stand all about?
Dude, the price to get in the game was $4. Concession, you're sitting at 50 cents for M&Ms, bro. It's a good deal. Also, what I was thinking about the whole time was the kids are not hot.
Really?
It made that whole show, Euphoria, way weirder.
Hmm.
I was sitting there like, good Lord, someone wrote a show about high school kids fucking.
Oh, yeah.
And being like hot sluts. Ew.
Yeah.
When you see a high school kid, you're like, holy shit, these are kids.
Yeah, they're babies.
It's
dude.
Crazy.
They're babies. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I'm in high school right now. They look like little babies.
Yeah.
When you see like grades, middle schoolers, they like look like toddlers.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, the fact that Drizzy Drake's out there producing a show about kids being hot sluts. Like, slow down, bro.
That's fucking weird, dude.
Slow down, dude. Don't make it so obvious.
He's making that.
Damn, the pitch must have been awesome. Like, yeah, you know how hot high school girls are? He's like, you have my attention.
Go on.
Yeah, it's like put hot college kids in a high school situation. You got a good show.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The show. The cast is older kids.
Oh, right. That's
like,
what they did. Yeah. I thought you were talking some real life shit. I was like,
oh, no.
Go on.
Go ahead. You have my attention. You instantly became that guy.
I'm intrigued.
But yeah, the buzzer beater at the end was great.
I was very
excited to throw it in Phil's face. I'm like, Central York came in here and beat your ass.
They wore you down.
Yeah. I was like, they wanted it more. They just wanted it more. He's like, our kids wanted it too. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking awesome. Getting Phil fired up about his basketball team must be the funniest thing to argue about.
Yeah. Getting him going about these. I'm like, why don't you coach guys, you fucking weirdo? What is this? I keep making fun of him for being a weirdo.
He's pervert. Like, Shane, come on. Come on, pervert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost got in a fight with O'Connor about that because we had a couple drinks and O'Connor was on his. I was just making fun of him for saying Tom Cruise is the best. Like he thinks Tom Cruise is top five best actors of all time.
What?
Yeah, I was like, dude, he's not better than Mel Gibson.
No, no fucking way, he's not.
And if they're on the same level at least.
I would say yeah. What's Tom Cruise been in? That's like not.
He's got some bangers, dude.
Yeah,
he's got a lot. But they're all like, most of them are kind of fucking corny. It's all like 90s dialogue.
Yeah.
Where they're like, they're pretty corny.
Yeah, he's a good actor and all. He's no Leo DiCaprio.
He's no Leo, bro.
He's no
Tom Hardy, bro.
Pedophile. No Tom Hardy. No Daniel Day.
I was hitting him with all these. I was like, who's Tom Hanks, dude?
Daniel Day.
Daniel Day is unquestioned.
Tom Hanks might be a pedophile, but he's a good actor.
Possible pedophile.
Separate art from the pedophile.
I always separate art from the pedophile.
Man, that's all you can do in Hollywood, dude.
Yo, have you listened to that fucking Chasing Cosby at all?
No, what's that?
It's a podcast about Bill Cosby and his shenanigans, dude.
What was this? What was he doing?
He was, bro.
Really?
We would like joke. I remember you have a good fucking Cosby joke.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal it eventually.
Take it.
Almost stole it this week.
Dude, it's open source. This is open source. My comedy is open source, dude.
Thank you.
Take anything.
Yeah, you'll hear people like joke about Cosby, but then you listen to the fucking accusations, it's like, whoa, dude.
He was drugging chicks, right?
He was drugging them like, yeah. I thought the way I like just imagined it was like in the 70s or 80s or whatever, it was like cool at a party to like dose it. I don't know. That's how like it was taught. Like people were like, that was fine back then.
You could definitely get chicks drunk and have, back then it was like,
yeah, but
give her a couple extra vodkas.
Exactly. That's what I thought it was. Like at a party, he would like kind of, I didn't know he was knocking them out totally.
Yeah.
With these drugs. And also, like, fully, like, would have someone bring them a drink in, like, his hotel room. he would like, it wasn't, it was fucked up.
So there was like a conspiracy, kind of a like, yes, he had like partners in
he
this.
He had like a dude, like somebody who worked like for him.
So, and also it's Bill, like this dude must have been able to get pussy. So at this point, this is like a weird fetish.
Yeah, he was
thing.
Just into it. He like was there was in... one girl's, well now they're all ladies, but they're like, you know, they're like crying and shit, talking yeah. about it, and they're like, it fucked me up. Like, and he was always like helping them. He was always their like mentor, and then he would fucking drug them. Yeah, dude.
What the
and
fuck?
And they would wake up hours late. One lady said she woke up and like blood was running down her leg because he sodomized her.
Oh, while she Jesus, was, dude. Man. Making that like pinched in Cosby face.
Cosby
like,
was, yeah, dude. It was no good.
Dude, ever, like.
And they shut it down. Hollywood was trying to shut it down, dude. What, well, his? He was. Yeah. With his money, he was able to be like. And the one mom was like recording the phone calls. So Cosby raped this girl. And then he called her mom and was like, I'll set up a trust fund for like a college fund for her. She's got to have good grades, but I'll set that up for her. We can handle
it. I love
this.
How he still throws in the good grades.
Yeah, he's still like trying
once,
to act.
Once
yeah.
a Huxtable, always a Huxtable, bro. Once a fucking wholesome TV dad.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Imagine if like that would be like a Danny Tanner taking like a wholesome TV dad.
Who?
You just like Danny Tanner was like Danny Tanner. Fuck, what's his name? He's also Bob Saget's a motherfucker.
Yeah,
too.
That's what I mean. Saget might be out there wilding, dude.
I mean, he doesn't have the clout.
I think he's no.
He doesn't have the clout for chemical bondage like Mr.
Dude,
Cosby.
Mr.
That's
Cosby was
fucked
having,
up, dude.
Yeah, it was bad, dude. Listen to that podcast like the whole time. Because I'm shitty, so like I'll hear like accusations like that, and I'll be like, yeah, whatever, fucking, it probably wasn't that bad. And then, dude, you listen to that, it's like, ah, that was pretty bad.
Sodomizing passed out.
And then outfits? I read some of the Weinstein ones, brutal.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, the fact, you know.
I mean, you gotta figure if you're taking down one of these guys, they did it for the most. Like, if you're getting them on like multiple, if you're bringing down a fucking 100 millionaire, like he's worth hundreds of millions.
Yeah,
he did it.
True. There's no way they could have wiggled out.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I mean, you know, as a Dinka warrior, dude, that nothing fires me up like hearing Cosby was up.
I know.
To that,
as a black conservative like yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Find this out.
Yeah.
It's
that fucks me up.
It's a tough one.
That gets me fired up, dude.
I never watched the Cosby Show. I didn't give a fuck.
Never. Watched
I never it, even listened to him stand up. I heard it was good.
I was never a Cosby fan, dude.
I heard one of his bits.
I'd see him being like, boo-doo, and yeah. I was always like, I don't really get it, man. Hey, man, maybe, you know, judge it. It's just judge a character. It's our intuition.
True.
Being like, something's off.
Something's wrong here.
Something stunk. I saw him. I said, look, I don't fucking buy it.
The clean comic, dude. You got to watch out for those boys.
You do.
Something's
dude.
Going on.
Something's going on. If you can't,
weird boy.
And you're like, I can't say any curse words. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah, bro.
What the fuck are you up to?
Yeah.
Look at how nice I am. Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah. I didn't mean to tarnish the Woodman's name.
You didn't tarnish
but
the boy.
Boy.
Woodman's an emotional creature, dude.
Woodman is an emo boy.
He is an emotional creature, dude. He's a tortured artist.
He is a tortured artist. I
fucking
bro.
Love his podcast, dude.
It is fucking hilarious.
It is so funny.
Man. But like I said, dude, I haven't been to the zoo in a while. Zoos are where it's at.
Wait, what was that night like? We never reported back on that. You're can't hardly wait. Did you have fun?
I did have fun.
Say no more, dude. Say less, dude. That's all you got to say is eyebrow
did have
wiggle.
Fun.
You had fun.
I had fun.
That's all you need to know, dude. So you didn't get pants and humiliated.
No,
actually...
did not get pants and humiliated. It was actually much more laid back than I thought it'd be. Everybody, but their apartment or condo was fucking disgusting.
Damn. Nice.
Like coming into a college kid's. I got
oh,
my own hotel.
Oh, actually disgusting.
I got my own hotel. Pretty nice hotel. Like, maybe I am Trump, dude. I got my own hotel. Very nice hotel.
Damn, you're at Mar-a-Lago right now.
I am at Mar-a-Lago. I got to fucking keep the haters at bay. but I got a hotel room. It was fucking sick. And I just kind of hung out. I didn't want to be around the college kids. It seemed weird.
Sure.
They're like, yo, we're at the poolside bar, all that. I was like, definitely not my scene.
Yeah,
definitely not, dude. sitting in a bar stool with my shirt off, drinking, would be again. I think people would be upset if it was all hot college kids
get a
and
tank,
I was sitting.
Dude. Get a tank,
but
just sitting there with like my gut sitting on my thighs drinking. So I was, I passed on that, but I was like, all right, let me know when you guys want to go out. Cause they wanted to go to this, nightclub. So I went to a fucking, it's called Live.
That's awesome.
It's like Drake's club.
You went to Drake's nightclub?
It sucked so fucking bad, dude.
What is it? 16 to, is it 16 to enter, 21 to drink or something?
No, it's 16 to fucking drink. 16 to get roofied by Drake. Drake's a pedophile. We already called Tom. We called Tom Hanks being a pedophile.
Yep.
And now look.
Suspected pedophile, bro.
While he's dying of a, he's sick. Everyone's like, fucking kid fucker.
The Irishman starring suspected pedophile Robert De Niro.
Do you think De Niro is one of them? I've heard that.
He's boys of Roman Polanski, dude. Roman Polanski, there was a, someone who, we've talked about this before. Someone alleged that Roman Polanski raped her. She was 13 years old, and I think they settled out of court. So I think it was a pretty strong accusation.
Every once in a while.
Roman went to Robert De Niro's house right after raping that girl.
Every once in a while, a pack of baby girls will walk by, and it's just, they're like shooting stars, dude. Every time I just make a wish.
What kind of baby? How far away are you from them?
I'm like a, there's like a sidewalk, a parking lot between me and them. I can, but I'm elevated. I can.
Oh.
I'm in my perch, dude. I'm in my predator's perch.
You should get binocs.
I might. I might start fucking fully jerking off up here.
Awesome.
I only caught one beat this whole quarantine. I only caught one beat in going on a week. One beat.
Whoa, what's that like?
I don't know. I got low T, I think, dude.
What? What are you talking about?
I think I'm just gay now.
That's what's up.